BJ and Jamie.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
This is the music of DJ Avicii. Died at 28, man.
Yeah, I looked him up, and they were just talking about all his accomplishments and all that. $80 million is what he's worth.
I saw that.
Woo!
He had amassed a fortune of $80 million.
Yeah.
By being a DJ.
I
can't do that.
Wicca.
How are you a DJ and you make $80 million?
Well, and I think he had... Excuse me. A lot of collaborations with, like, what's that? Simon Cowell. What's it? Not, you know, the cute one was with Taylor Swift. Calvin. He was with Calvin.
Calvin Harris?
Yeah, I think he did some things with him, too.
I didn't realize the guy was as big as he is. I knew that we had a couple of songs that we played of Avicii, but I had no idea worldwide.
Globally, yeah.
He was such a big, I guess he's part of that music scene, the dance, electronic music.
Yes.
EDM.
Yes.
And so he made $80 million. And at 28 years old, too, he had a fortune and dies of alcohol.
Was it alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Oh, he had had alcohol struggles from the time he was like 18 years old.
Him and that Vern Troyer.
I know. This guy had like his pancreas taken out. About 4 years ago or so, he was in bad shape.
I didn't
shape.
Know you could live without your pancreas.
Well, it was something. Maybe it was his liver. Maybe it was his gallstones.
You can't live without your liver either.
But he had a surgery about four and a half years ago, and the doctors told him at that time that, dude, you got to back off the booze. And then one of the last pictures, do you see the picture of him on the yacht?
No.
He's out with some friends. He died when he was on vacation. He was on a yacht. I don't know if he died on the yacht, but he was on vacation, and he was with some friends, and man, in one hand, big old cocktail.
Really?
You know, and that was like the day before his death. But the doctors told him like 4.5 years ago, dude, you got to knock it off. Your body can't handle this.
Yeah, and they took out his pancreas and his liver, and he was done for.
No, they took something out, I swear.
Well, probably his gallbladder and his spleen. Those I think you can get rid of.
I think, and he died of pancreatic cancer or something about
and me. I think and your tonsils. Yeah. I think those are your removable parts.
Yeah, earlobes.
Earlobes. Yeah, I think.
Things of that nature.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, he had had surgery a while back, and then Vern Troyer. And you had told me a couple of stories of Vern that you had ran into him in Los Angeles when you worked out there.
No, I hadn't. I never had.
Oh, I thought you said
no.
He was
I saw
studio.
That. I watched that TV show,
oh.
And it was brutal.
Oh,
it was
I thought maybe he had visited your show. When you were on with Danny out in Los Angeles?
No, I never met him.
Oh, okay.
But I watched that show, that Real Surreal Life or whatever it was called, and he was just, it was so sad to watch him because he was always drunk on that show. And they'd made fun of him, and they like to liquor him up, and they'd, you know, he just, remember, Sean, you saw it too, where he'd make that noise. He'd just be so drunk, he'd be laying on the concrete making that noise.
He'd just fall over.
It was sad.
It was sad.
It was really awful to watch. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was really sad. They said he had it. I was reading a little bit about him. They said that he was born on a farm in Michigan and that he had a great childhood. His parents never treated him any differently than his other siblings. That he grew up, it's when he went to Hollywood, he got all messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of his dad. His dad's like, he looked like he's like 6'5".
Oh, really?
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah, so 2 feet and 8 inches. That's how tall
he was. One of the shortest people in the world.
The world, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sad. And then Barbara Bush's funeral? Oh, my God.
Those funerals are interesting, though. Because I watched part of it because you've got all the former presidents there, the dignitaries that show up for those things. I find it quite interesting.
Because they're all just sitting there?
They're just, you know, to have everybody assembled in one place like that, it's just a big part of American history.
Did you see Bush's socks?
I did see the socks.
So cute.
What were those socks?
They were books.
Books?
Because she started some book foundation or something.
Those are book socks?
I think they were book socks.
I saw the picture. I couldn't make it out. I didn't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, they were socks. Here it is. It says, to honor his wife of 73 years. 73 years.
Wow. That's too long. I'm sorry. That's just too long.
That
to be
is
with
a
one
long
person.
Time.
I'm sorry, but that's just too long.
And their commitment and her commitment to family literacy, for which she raised over $110 million over the course of 30 years. George H.W. Bush wore a pair of socks with books on them. Aw, that's so sweet. Yeah. That's so cute.
I did watch the funeral, though. Why I sat there and watched the funeral, I have no idea, but I did.
How was it?
How was it?
I thought it was interesting. I just said that.
Yeah,
I
but I mean, what were the interesting parts? We need more information.
The assembly of people. I said.
Well, I know, but
the
assembly
of people that are there. It's American history, and to see all those people gathered at these occasions like that, I find quite interesting.
Was it interesting? I guess Jeb, he kind of cried, didn't he?
He did the eulogy.
Yeah.
And yeah, he teared up just a bit. And then you saw George W. Bush. He said a few words and stuff. Oh. So. But it was interesting to watch.
But H didn't, right? George H.W. or whatever.
No, he teared up.
Aww, I wouldn't be able to watch that.
He teared up. Yeah,
that's so
he was, well, it was the love of his life, 73 years.
Oh, my God.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.